The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com on this beautiful day. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. Linda has assignments today, mainly getting the door that they were putting in yesterday into the house and that was getting repaired. They've got the door in. How can they get the door in and you can't open it? So they're coming in today, but they got it in.
Needs adjusting.
It needs adjusting. Well, that's what they're doing. They're coming back because, you know, it fits so well that now they have to shave off like a 16th of an inch here and a 32nd here just to make sure it works perfectly, which is probably pretty good because that's what we're paying for. But good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you. Warming up this week. Sunny skies today. High of 87. It'll be 90 by tomorrow. And that's about what we're going to peek out at for the week. As we will be seeing thunderstorms starting to move in on Thursday. Cool off a little bit as we get into the weekend. And right now in Reading, we are at 61 degrees in the report. Oh, by the way, the lake's still 11 feet from the top. In fact, it's actually dropped down a little bit last few days.
Yeah. Well, even with all that rain we had?
Yeah, a couple of, they're letting out a little bit more, and I'll have to check the latest update. But over the last weekend, it had dropped just a couple of inches as the runoff had eased up. But we'll see what the weekend thunderstorms did. And if all of the above is being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Chuck Kinney will be in here today in like about 10 minutes talking about his Vietnam trips and the why he does that and where he goes and all these things. But if you're looking for propane gas, this is people to go to. Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. A lot of things going on. Today, like I said, we're going to have Chuck Kinney in here, and we're going to talk about his travels as a veteran and a Vietnam veteran that is heads back there on a regular basis. And then at 8 o'clock, we were going to have Chris and Aaron from Dutch Bros, but they got called out of town. They're going to be back here, I think, next week. We'll have them next week. So we've got some other things we've had planned. I've got sheets and sheets of things to talk about that I've been trying to, I've been saving up. The Bad Bob, the latest one, I just want to talk about this for a minute, is Facebook has been accused by former Facebook editors and employees of censoring their news, on that trending side, on that right-hand side.
Yes. They've
been accused by former news editor. Yeah, that they are not allowing stories on from places like Breitbart or Newsmax or conservative commentators. They weren't doing it. And, of course, Facebook, oh, no, we wouldn't do that. Well, former editors said, oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. We did it all the time. We didn't like that story. We would do is go and find a story in a different source that was talking about that and run that instead of the conservative source.
The world according to Zuckerberg. He wants it all.
I don't understand how Zuckerberg can be a socialist. Is he a socialist?
Oh, yeah.
How can he be a socialist when he's got all the money?
Because his version is that the really smart people tell the rest of us what to do.
Is that his? Well,
which is socialism in a nutshell.
Well, but is he willing to give up all of his money to make this happen?
Well, of course not, because he's one of the really smart people, and therefore, by virtue of his really smartness, is qualified to lead us.
Is this somebody that should be sitting like on a throne?
I would not be surprised if he has solid gold fixtures in the bathroom.
He just sits there with kind of like a throne. Does he have like little? Did you see? I saw one that had like. You seen these seats on the motorcycles? you know, the rear seats are with the kind of wraparound places where the people riding pylon can put their arms on it, you know, like that. I saw a photo of one of those in a bathroom. And you thought, oh man, you got it made then. You just kind of go in the bathroom and just kind of, but you know, it's got a little reading area there. You just sit there and just have a great time. I picture Elvis Presley having one of those.
Yeah, it's interesting. For the busy executive, I used to do home theater installations in very high-end homes down in San Diego, and the favorite one was an executive who not only had an honest-to-goodness urinal, but above that was a screen showing the latest stock market ticker. Now, if your life is so wrapped up in finances that in that situation, you still have to be staying ahead of the numbers. You need to reassess things. That's just me. And this was back in the 90s, and that kind of connection cost a small fortune. But that was, he had a stock ticker above in his private bathroom house and a phone. Go figure.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, they're it was an interesting guy.
Their first congressional debate. I'm seeing a piece of paper here. It says Saturday. I didn't know how this get in here. Did somebody do a commercial yesterday?
You have me at a disadvantage.
I have me at a disadvantage. So
things here appear and disappear at random.
But it's all written out on the back. I'm just, you know, I have this strange feeling that, you know, I'm the owner of the station. I should probably know about these things. But it says first annual U.S. congressional debate. Meet your candidates for U.S. Congress District 1: Greg Ricchito, Joe Montez, Jeff Gerlach, Gary Oxley, Jim Reed, Doug Lemoff, and David Peterson. I'm not sure who Gerlach is. Peterson.
Yeah.
Peterson, they've Record Searchlight said they've been trying to reach him for a long time, can't even get a hold of him. Guest speaker, U.S. Senate candidate Jason Kraus.
Who?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him either.
Yeah.
Topics, immigration, gun control, LGBT, marijuana, and local jobs. Supposedly at the Reading Convention Center.
I'll be darned.
So, you know what? But I don't have anything else.
We don't have attribution.
We don't have attribution, so it may or may not be true.
Maybe just made up stuff. We've never made up stuff here.
We don't make up stuff, but we get things occasionally that we find out later that may be slightly made up.
Yeah.
the story may have been embellished, but it's not like I've not heard of this. So I'm going to check out and see if this is true. We can call the convention center and ask them if that's happening. I don't even know how this thing appears. Things appear in my book here. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. After the break, we're going to be talking to Chuck Kenny. We're going to be talking about, you know, this is more than just a vacation. This is not a vacation, in fact, in the sense that he goes back there for several reasons and goes back with other veterans. It's a way of kind of like getting in touch back with themselves, but also leaving Vietnam finally. Some of them need to go back so they can leave Vietnam. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. They have it all there. They have every type of jewelry you can imagine. First of all, estate jewelry of the finest quality. Linda does her shopping there. Linda thinks it's, you know, she just goes in there and just has a great time. She's got, tennis bracelets. She has necklaces. She watches everything from Four Winds Jewelry. They have their own gemologist who can build the rings that you want, those special rings, maybe engagement rings, wedding rings. Has that ability, earrings, everything they've got there. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great place to go. Rebecca and her crew out there know jewelry, and they have great customer service. Give them a call, 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. Call Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 61 degrees, going up to 87 today.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda Bott. Good morning, good morning. It's Tuesday, gosh, the 10th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business we have. Jeff is can take a little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack over 2 feet in length and fix it, guarantee it for life, and you're not going to see it. It's just the way he does it. He's got a special process that he's gone through school for that comes in, brings your car in or your truck in, and he fixes it. It doesn't get any better than that. He guarantees his work. Again, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373.
Well, if you have been holding off on updating to the latest version of Microsoft Windows, you're going to want to start thinking about it, because effective June the 29th, it will no longer be a free upgrade. Instead, it'll cost you around $100.
Okay, say that one more time.
Okay, if you want to upgrade to Windows 10, right now, if you're on Windows 7 or 8.1, you can upgrade for free, as has been the case for about 1 year now. On June 29th, that changes, and you will have to pay for the upgrade, and eventually your Windows 7 machine will stop being supported, just like Windows 8 or Windows XP was.
So what do I have then?
I would have to look. I suspect you have Windows 7. And okay. But if you want to do the free upgrade, and I honestly, at first I was not recommending it on Boomer Tech, but now I can recommend upgrading to Windows 10. It's pretty painless. Yeah.
Okay, so is it a good system?
Well, Windows 8 was a terrible misstep that was fixed a little bit with 8. Nobody liked Windows 8. You know, it was a disaster from the get-go. Windows 10.
How do you know if it's a disaster?
When people really start getting on the various boards, because they wanted to, Microsoft likes to hide stuff from you. They took away the Spark smart button. Basically, they wanted to turn your computer into a gigantic touchscreen smartphone. And most consumers said, no, this isn't what we want. So with Windows 10, they have brought back the start button and combined the best of Windows 7 and Windows 8 into the Windows 10 operating system. The downside of it that I still have a problem with is, of course, you don't have the option now of getting out of the updates. They push the updates to you continuously. This can cause problems like your computer deciding to reset itself right in the middle of something important. So Microsoft needs to look at that. But overall,
mine does that.
Yeah. Overall, the computer runs a little bit faster and leaner, and it's easier to find stuff on Windows 10. So I can recommend it for most people.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm reading back here about Zuckerman. Somebody, the guest in here, is saying on the chat room is that Zuckerman, you know, stole a lot of his ideas, first of all. And second, he's making up for being bullied when he was a child. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. Well, anyway. Chuck gave me a call, said he's running just a little bit late.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, maybe that's him that just walked by. Let me go, why don't you go open the door there, and let's see if that was him that just went flying by the door. Look on the right-hand side. There, is that him out there?
That is
him. That's him out there. Okay. Come on in.
Live
radio here. We were just kind of waiting for you. We were frickin' fracking here, whatever that's called. We go back. He's talked to me about, anytime Bob and I work together, I say, okay, Bob, we got to kill some time here. Bob pulls up this tech stuff. Oh, you're going to have to upgrade to Windows 10. And, you know, Frank, I said, well, what do I have? He says, you got Windows 8. I mean, like, he knows what's on my computer, and I don't. So,
well, actually, you have 7.
I have 7?
Yeah.
Oh, I have 7.
Yeah.
So I have to go up to 10, though. You didn't want me to touch 8.
Oh, I don't want you to touch 8.
You didn't want me to touch 8, so now I just skip up to 10.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can do that. I mean, you know, I've skipped grades before in my life.
Your computer should handle 10, just no problem.
Hey, I'm here with Chuck Kenny. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, thank you very much for your patience. I appreciate being here.
You know what? You're a good friend and a good guy. And you need to turn that up?
Up or down? I'm not getting any feedback, so.
Oh, well, we will turn that up because it's probably from being a helicopter pilot for too long.
That has something to do with it. There you go.
Is very that good. It? Got yeah. it. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Okay, now he needs to turn it down.
Okay.
Well, you know, you're the engineer.
That's a little better. Very good.
Okay, now we're on our... Okay, now we can roll here.
Okay.
Chuck Kenny, okay? He and his wife, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks.
And which Shasta is, Tanks, my latest iteration of keeping busy.
Well, I tell a story where Chuck and I are walking around the yard one day, his yard, out there with all those tanks. I mean, there's lots of tanks, propane tanks. We're talking propane tanks here, not M51 Abrams or anything. And we're both Vietnam. I mean, he's Vietnam vet. I'm Vietnam era, that age. You know, I missed that one, but nothing since then. Mm. And we talked about jobs, because Chuck's telling me, "Hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this." And I'm not even going to talk about his next job, the next thing he's going to do, but it's spectacular too. And we talked about how there's so many things out there. I was starting a new business, and he had his business. He's starting another business, another business. And we're sitting there talking about people of our age. Well, I mean, we're healthy and bright and can achieve a lot of things. And we talked about people who said they couldn't find jobs. Oh, there's nothing to do. And Chuck was just shaking his head in disbelief.
Well, I heard Bob's comment this morning about unemployed young men. And truck drivers right now are so hard to find, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And
well, there's such a shortage of truck drivers right now that you're seeing a lot of immigrants coming in here, Russians, Ukrainians. And they think this is just an absolutely fabulous job. I mean, they make money. They travel. They kind of tendency to when they stop at the stops, they kind of congregate together.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So, but they're saying there's a shortage like 50,000 truck drivers right now, and in the coming years, it's going to be into the hundreds of thousands.
Well, one of the problems we have in the commercial trucking industry is that you cannot get your hazardous materials transport license until you're 21 years old. Well, by the time a young man graduates from high school at 18, he's got 3 years. He can't sit around and wait to start trucking. So he has already found a niche somewhere, in most cases, where he's already working in a career. And so he's not even considered.
He can drive.
He can drive, but not haul hazmat.
Hazmat. And hazmat, you need also a background from TSA.
Exactly.
You need all that. And that's for hauling any type of hazmat. In case you're talking propane, in my case, we're hauling hot oil.
Right.
Which is not what you'd call, you know, the typical hazardous material, except that it's hot. That's
right.
The only reason it is, and so forth. But my guy has that. He has to have that. And he's making runs every night now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because, well, they use the oil to make the asphalt, and they're doing all this road construction now. Right. This is the time of the year.
Which is good for trucking, too.
Which is good for us. And, but yeah, I'm going to tell you what, during the wintertime, it gets a little tough.
Yeah.
Chuck, tell us a little bit about you. You know, some people probably don't know you. Hard to believe.
Well, where to start? I mean, I was born in Joplin, Missouri. I just came back from there, so if I sound a little twangy today, I've been visiting with my uncle that lives in Joplin, and we missed those tornadoes in Oklahoma by about 100 miles yesterday.
Man,
getting on the plane.
Bad stuff. Right
bad
now.
Stuff. Yeah. In fact, we saw it at the airport, and I was beginning to check my watch to make sure the plane was going to leave on time, because it got really black and really ugly up in the sky yesterday.
Gee.
But anyway, I was born in Joplin, Missouri, brought up in Southern California. My wife and I have been married 50 years, and we moved to Shasta County in 1990. I had had enough of Southern California and the traffic and everything else. And so we moved up here, and I worked for 5 years for a major national propane company. And then I started my own. And so the wife and I started it. We have owned Shasta Gas Propane for 19 years. I've got two of my family members working with us now in our businesses. My daughter, Karen Wehunt, and her husband, Jason, are managing Shasta Gas Propane while I'm gallivanting around the world. And we started Shasta Tanks, a propane tank refurbishing operation, about 3 years ago. And my son, Sean, and his wife, Brandy Kinney, are working in Shasta Tanks operation.
Well, I've gotten to know all of them now because, you know, I've hauled tanks for you occasionally.
Right.
The thing, when you started Shasta Tanks, when you started this, you saw a niche there, one of those niches. But the thing you did that I've talked a lot about is that you purposely hired veterans.
That's
you went
correct.
Out and looked and hired veterans. Some veterans had had problems finding jobs.
Exactly. Well, we now have combined the two companies, over 20 employees, and over half of those are veterans.
And you won an award from the state of California a couple years ago.
We were nominated and selected the Small Business Veteran Employer of the Year for the state of California.
Yep.
And we are aggressively, actively looking for these young guys because when you and I, during the Vietnam era, came back from over there, excuse me, please. That was not one of the things that we necessarily put on our resumes, the fact that we were Vietnam vets.
And as of today, the unemployment rate for veterans is about twice what it is for people that are non-veterans because of the stigma of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is only affects a small percentage of the veterans coming back, yet everybody seems to be, you know, tarred with that. Oh, gosh, you know, they're going to have problems. They're going to go postal on us. You know, and, of course, postal has nothing to do with veterans.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
So it's we have to reach out in that way. So there's and then at the same time, when you find jobs for them, is that you find out that these are some of your best employees.
Well, I've found that to be true. Certainly some of them do have a few issues, but it's not showing up to work generally. They have some other things. Some of them do have medical issues. And thank God for our local VA. They take excellent care of me. And I didn't even get enrolled until I was 50 years of age, but they have taken wonderful care of me.
Well, you know, I didn't get enrolled until I was... had been 58, you know, after the last tour, and they have, and we are blessed by having the clinic we have here. Hey, our guest is Chuck Kinney, and we're going to take a quick break at 7:30 in the morning here on the 10th of May. 62 degrees, going up to 87 a day. It is going to be a warm day. It's time to start looking at if you're taking your dogs around with you, that if you leave them in the car, it can get hot in there, and they can get damaged. So think about that. Think about your kids, because it's going to be hot out there. When it says 87, if you're parking in a parking lot, that can go up real fast, real quick, and get real hot. 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back with Chuck Kinney.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez. Another real critical issue for the North State is water. I don't want anyone to be deceived into thinking that now that we've had some rain and our rivers are running full, our lakes are higher, that we're out of the woods. It will take several years of that type of weather to correct what we've been through. I am in favor of preserving as much of our North State waters as possible. Doug LaMalfa co-sponsored H.R. 5781, which is designed to transfer more of our waters down south, and I am opposed to that. Again, we need to preserve our waters. We need to focus on building storage so that we can assure ourselves that we have enough water for farming and for living in the North State in the future.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because we need to preserve our North State waters.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Feeling Saigon. Feeling Saigon.
There you go.
I am feeling Saigon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Still in Saigon. You know, that's an interesting song.
A little CDB there.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And I'll tell you why. It's going to go up to 87 today. And Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State 2015. They do the work on our house. And I can say is they're professional, they're on time, and they're great people, and they treat you like family. I can't, you know, it's a veteran-owned business, too. Martin is a Army veteran and has made a great success out of this business, Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, any type of make or model, he can do it. And check out their website, homecomfort.org. I can't say enough about their abilities there. And here it tells you what kind of professional guys they are. There was a certain, it was a swamp cooler that Bob had.
Yeah.
Bob had a swamp cooler. Well, they don't work on swamp coolers. They work on all these other things. But they gave you the name of somebody to fix it.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the kind of professionals they are. Say, well, you know what? But here's somebody that can help you because they did your heat pump and all that.
And can I continue on that vein, sir?
Sure.
A compliment to Chuck. A relative of mine, I'm not going to name, after years and years with a propane company, was told, well, they just showed up. He uses a very small amount. And basically, at the end of it, he was told he wasn't using enough. They were going to take back their tank and all the propane that happened to be in it. And not reimburse him for, you know, about $600 worth of propane that was sitting in the tank. And I guess he contacted you folks and was able to get the propane recovered, a new tank settled, and he's a happy camper.
Well, that's exactly what we like to hear, and that's the way we operate around our place.
We've heard that and several other times there, too, yeah, Chuck.
Terrific.
Chuck Kenny, he and Judy have Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks, which is one of the awards for hiring veterans. Purposely going out, because Chuck's a veteran. He's a Vietnam veteran. A pilot, helicopter pilot, flew in fact with my cousin. Rocket and
Rocket Roche.
People go Rocket Roche. Well, if you knew Larry or Jimmy, you'd understand that.
Putting in an appearance in the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I tell you what, you know what? I've had people say, "Well, I'm going to get you," you know, and I just kind of look at them. If Jimmy ever said to me, "I'm going to get you," I'd start looking over my shoulder. I'm not kidding you. Because Jimmy, there was something, you know, Jimmy left something in Vietnam. He wasn't tight before he went there, but he left something there. And which is something we're going to talk about now. You're heading back to Vietnam again. This is, how many times now?
Well, this will be the third return trip. I was there in 70, 71, flying helicopters for the 1st Cav Division. I was a scout pilot. My job was to hover around at treetop level and get shot at. That was in 70, 71. I'm going back on the 12th, this Thursday. I'll be there until around the 1st of June, and we are on a very special mission. In 1968, after the Tet Offensive, the U.S. Army was trying to do a blocking maneuver to keep those who had infiltrated into the country from getting back over into Laos. So they did a major insertion and combat assault into a place called the Ashaw Valley. If we have any Vietnam vets listening, they will all know about the Ashaw Valley. In that combat assault in April of 68, 1st Cav Division lost more helicopters in one day than any other day during the war. They lost, I think, 26 helicopters. Well, after they had inserted a number of the troops on the ground, they come under heavy fire, and we actually had a unit that half of them got split up, and so Mr. Mike Sprayberry, lieutenant at the time, spent 8 hours one night trying to get those who were wounded and separated from the rest of the unit recovered, get them back from the other side, essentially, of the enemy line, so to speak. Spent 8 hours and recovered all but three of the dead and wounded, and those who were still walking, of course. Well, there were three MIAs from that infantry unit left in Vietnam, because after the Army had pulled everyone out of there, those were the three that they were not able to recover. We're going back for the next 3 weeks and actually be involved in an MIA excavation and a recovery operation. We're actually going to be moving dirt this time.
Do they have a pretty good idea where they're at?
Well, that's one of the reasons for this trip. We are actually taking about three of the guys who were actually in the combat operation on the ground in the bomb craters, three of those guys that were there that day, we're taking them back on the trip. And, you know, when I went in 2009, they had done a slash and burn in that area, and you could actually see the red dirt, and the grass was only a half inch tall. I took my wife back in 2013 as a reward for putting up with me for those 40 years.
She's a great lady.
Yeah, the jury's still out on whether that was a reward or not. It was humid. It was buggy. But anyway, she really enjoyed it for the most part.
It was good for her to see it.
Yeah, it was. It was. But from 2009 to 2013, the elephant grass grew up 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
Now you can't see the dirt. So what we're trying to do this time is get those guys that were on the ground then, which it was totally bombed out at the time, trying to get them to recognize some of the terrain, some of the area where they were, and hopefully redirect them. They actually started an excavation on this site last fall. They, we think, are about 300 yards off.
The burn, which is really important, on the Custer battlefield. And and how can, how can I draw these together? They had a huge fire that went through there that for the first time since the Battle of the Little Bighorn, all this stuff was burned off and they could actually get in and see things. And they found thousands and thousands of artifacts. So the idea of this being burnt down so you can actually see the ground is important. I don't know what it looked like back then, if it was all grown up or if there had been, you know, if it had been chopped down a lot because of the, you know.
It had been bombed out pretty
thoroughly.
Bombed
out there. Now, did the three people that were coming back, were they on that side? Or were they just, I mean, were they on that side of the river where you said where these guys
actually,
were?
Actually, one of the guys was in one of the bomb craters with one of the guys that did not recover.
Okay.
So this guy was right there.
And people, you know, if you weren't in the service, maybe you don't understand this part about going after your dead. And, yeah, they're dead, but you don't want to leave them there.
You never leave them behind.
We will go back and we will deploy companies, battalions of Marines and soldiers to go back to find the bodies. And yet we'll get right back into combat. You'll take more casualties, but it's to go back and recover our own.
That is part of that contract between this country and its soldiers.
And the brothers among themselves. You know, you're not really, you know, frankly, you're not thinking about apple pie and mom. You're thinking about going back out because that could happen to you. And you want to know that somebody's trying to get you back home.
And the benefit there is not necessarily to you because you've already gone to your reward, but in fact to your parents and to your siblings.
Right. That's right.
We're trying to get some closure for the family members of these three guys that were left over.
Okay. Now, so you're going to go and you're going to move dirt. Is this, you know, do you have like... I mean, is it a lot of dirt, or is
they actually bring in excavators, little mini excavators. And last fall, when they did that, they went down about 12 inches and didn't find anything. And then ultimately, they trenched down to about 3 feet and still didn't find anything.
Mm.
Kind of the SOP on the battlefield, without getting too graphic, if a guy was killed on the battlefield, they need to get those bodies either out of there or bury them. And if a place had been bombed out thoroughly, a lot of those bomb craters are 6 to 8 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, because that dirt was very loose, they would throw the body into the bottom of the bomb crater and just kick dirt over it. And so we could be having to excavate down to 5 or 6 feet deep. So
now the Vietnamese government is helping.
Yes.
I mean, people don't, you know... We ended that war in a strange thing. We're trading partners now, and even though they're a communist nation and all these things, but how helpful have they been in the past?
Well, they do not want another invasion or something that appears to be an invasion by the U.S. Army. So
right.
They will allow 4 times a year a group of 100 U.S. military personnel. Everyone that goes over there on that on those digs are all volunteers.
Right.
They have... out of that group of 100, they will divide them into 4 groups of 25 each. They'll have a medic. They'll have an archaeologist. They'll have technical people. A lot of times they will take ground-penetrating radar equipment and other stuff like that. But the Vietnamese government only allows 100 at a time in the country on an official military basis.
Okay, 100, but that's civilians, right?
No, those are actual
military
volunteers.
Okay, and then you all are...
We are unofficially going to be in that area. The U.S. military, U.S. government is not necessarily sanctioning what we're doing, although they are completely aware of it, because the Medal of Honor winner, Mike Sprayberry, from 1968, he has been on this mission probably for over 20 years, and trying to get the support of the U.S.
government. Three guys. You think he drives them, the three he couldn't find?
Absolutely. Jeez. That's what this trip is about. And we finally got it down to we're getting in the dirt this time.
Wow. You know, that, you know, to me is so incredibly touching. You know, here's a guy that risked his life several times over and over and over again. Obviously, you know, to the extent that he was awarded the Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor.
Which is, of course, the nation's highest decoration. And here we are, 50 years later?
Yep.
50 years later. And he is still driven by the factor the three couldn't find.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there were originally something like 3,500 MIAs.
Yeah.
We now have it down to 900, so a number of them have been recovered.
Well, I would like to. Yeah, well, it's people like you and the army that's going out, but the Vietnamese government too, and they I think they understand this. So they're even though that they're letting people in,
right?
And they're probably giving some kind of assistance.
Well, in fact, when we go into those outlying areas, this place is going to be out in a jungle, and so that's one of the problems with going out there. A lot of times, the military hires the locals to chop the weeds, chop the elephant grass down.
Right.
And you get about 20 of them on machetes, they can get down to the dirt in a short time.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's going to be one of the benefits. It helps their economy, of course.
Sure, it pushes money into that.
And the first time we discovered this site, we actually stopped at a village down the hill from the battle site up on top of the mountain. And one of the locals there told our interpreter, our guide, he said, "I know where a helicopter crashed up there." Well, how do you know that? Because in 1990, he took a 6-foot-long piece of aluminum rotor blade downtown and cashed it in for a few pennies.
Sold it.
And so
there's a lot of that stuff laying around out there.
There is. Yeah. And so that's how we initially found the helicopter crash site, which I am personally invested in. And after we get these three infantry MIAs located, if we can, we still have another crash site that we have three aircraft MIAs associated with. And I am going to be on that mission.
Okay. All right. Here, I'm here with Chuck Kinney. Chuck's on his way back to Vietnam tomorrow with other groups of people that the government, our government, sending an officially sanctioned group back. He's with volunteers that are also going back to help find missing in action, our soldiers that were killed in action but were never recovered in Vietnam back in the 60s. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. It's 61 degrees out there, going up to 87 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Thank you.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
Come on out May 14th to 15th for Haven Humane's Dogathon Festival. From 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, start your weekend with free family and pet-friendly activities, canine demonstrations, splash dogs, fly ball, vendors, food, and our very own West Munster Family Dog Show. At 5 p.m., enjoy dinner and dancing at the Boots, Scoot, and Doggies Barbecue and Concert featuring Chad Bushnell. All at Haven Humane Society, just off 273. On Sunday, put on your tennies, leash up your dog, and come out to Turtle Bay for Haven Humane's 5K and 10K run walk. For barbecue tickets and race registration, go to havenhumane.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I couldn't help myself. It's deadly serious, but you gotta, you know, yeah. You gotta find the humor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott. Led is on assignment today. It's about 9 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has got one thing in mind. It's to put covering all over your windows in your budget and making it work for you, whether they're drapes or shades or whatever they use there. But it's great stuff, and they make the design work with what you have. Give Jerry a call at 226-9027, or check them out on budgetblinds.com. I don't think you'll be sorry at all. Okay, we're here with Chuck Kenny. Chuck and his wife own Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran, of course, in Shasta Tanks, and who ever knows what else he's... I know he's thinking about starting something else out, too. And he just a great guy. Going back to Vietnam, this is your fourth time?
This will be the fourth time.
Fourth time. He's going after MIAs. That they have a pretty good idea where they're at to dig and find them. We were just talking about, you know, just talking about things that happen in combat and like this. But this trip now, do you have friends that are going with you?
Yeah, Mike Sprayberry, the Medal of Honor winner from 1968, will be on this trip, and then we've got, I believe it's three of the infantry guys that were in the valley, in the assault, on the ground. One of them, in fact, was in one of the bomb craters with one of the MIAs, and he was able to get out, but they could not get back in and recover that body. We're taking those guys hoping that they can recognize some of the terrain around the area, because they have already started this dig, but we think they're as much as 300 yards off.
Do you have access to photographs? You know, things like that from above.
We do. And, of course, the military has records on, apparently, a lot more than I know about it, every action that ever took place. And there were after-action reports that are on file in Washington, D.C.
Should be saying, getting some specifics. Chuck, this is a kind of a personal question.
Yes.
My cousin, and we talk about him, you know, he flew with, you know, in your unit there. He got wounded, and literally wounded badly. Literally, last thing he remembers, they're dragging him across the field. He's shooting. He's got people coming at him. They throw him into the helicopter because you know they just swarm. Anytime you had anybody down, you all would swarm to get him out of there.
Right.
He woke up in Japan, and he woke up in Texas. And Jimmy never left Vietnam. I think I love this guy, but he was always there in it. I mean, as time went by, but it took decades. But he was still there. He was one of those people, I think, if he could have gone back to Vietnam, that he may have found some peace. Is this one of the reasons that you see people going back?
Well, in my life, in 2009, we had gotten to a place in the business where I could take some time off and had a little extra money. And I thought, you know what, it would be good for me if I just went back and looked around. And I have told a number of vets what it did for me and cleared up a lot of you know, buried a lot of skeletons and helped me to get over a lot of that resentment. The fact of the matter is, I didn't have any great resentments toward the individual Vietnamese. I had a bigger problem with the liberal news media when I got home. And so that was my story. Not everybody felt the same way, but that was my story. But when I went back, I'll tell you, the Vietnamese people now love us, and they love American GIs. The fact of the matter is, 80% of them are under 40 years of age. They weren't even alive during the war.
Right.
And Vietnam now has discovered capitalism. In fact, it was kind of funny.
Even though they're a communist. They're communist, but there's a lot of capitalism there.
I'll tell you what, money talks. And they figured out if they let people go, those people will become profitable, and then they're going to take 30% of it in taxes. And so I said, oh, that's
only,
too bad.
Only 30?
I said, yeah, I'd like to give only 30.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You mean I can make $1 billion and I only have to give 30? Hey.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't have to worry about that this year.
So when I went back in 2013, we ended up at the Khe Sanh, which is now a military museum. And you are familiar with Khe Sanh. You studied it in some of your history classes and whatnot. It's now a beautiful mowed grass park. It's gorgeous. And while I was there, I was standing next to what looked like a brand new Huey helicopter that we left over there, and they also had a C-130 on display. My wife's taken a picture of me next to it, and we hear this whistle. And I look around, and there are 30 retired North Vietnamese officers there on tour. They've got the scrambled eggs on the hat and the ribbons on the chest. They were all wearing their uniforms. And I said to my wife, hey, let's back over here. I'm not interested in round two of this deal. And so we kind of backed off in the shadows, and our Vietnamese guide said to them, hey, I've got 3 American GIs here on tour. It was family reunion. They come over, they're hugging us, they're shaking our hands, their big smiles. Every one of them had to have their picture taken with us. So those people got over it. I wish that a lot of our guys today could get over it.
Well, and I think the difference is, I truly believe the difference is the other side was very proud of their people.
Yeah.
And they were heroes. And when our people came home, they weren't.
That's right.
Thanks to the media. And you know, like, oh, the media. Yeah, the media and a lot of the things that were happening. Our people weren't heroes. We brought them back home. 48 hours later, we cut them loose into a society that didn't know how to talk to them, didn't know how to accept them, and frankly said, don't talk to me about it.
Right.
And so they, you know, all this was bottled in. The Vietnamese, on the other hand, been fighting for 30 years, you know, French and then us.
Yeah.
When it was over, they had their country. And, you know, they and they're warriors, too. There's something about warriors on either side, and a lot of times, that you've got a lot in common.
Yeah.
More in common than you do with civilians, whether they're on the other side or your side.
Right, exactly.
So it's been that way through just about every conflict when you come down to it.
Yeah. Well, it depends. You know, there's some, in some ways, I would find it not so much the Iraqi or the Iraqi forces themselves, but when you get into these, you know, the terrorist groups and the things they're having, there's nothing in common there, and there's no respect.
Well, up to a point.
But there was respect with what you had. They respected your fighting and what you did, and you respected the fact that they were warriors too.
Right, exactly.
That's great to hear. But I think it would really be good, just like you said, I think it'd really be good if we could get a lot of guys. I know it would have helped my cousin if we could have gotten him over back in that area and let him see. You know, let things go.
Yeah.
At that point.
Well, the country is beautiful, and they are building it up now. In fact, the first time I went in 2009, there were 30 tower cranes in downtown Saigon. Not Ho Chi Minh City, by the way. They still, down south, call it Saigon.
They still call it Saigon, right?
Yeah, they like it. But anyway, 30 tower cranes. They're building these 20 and 30-story commercial buildings with glass on the outside. They look like Chicago and L.A. I mean, it is gorgeous.
Wow.
Not everything is up to date, but I will tell you, we were out in the way outback jungle, and they had cell service like I don't have in Shingletown. I mean, they are advanced to a certain extent.
Wow.
It's amazing. And they were carrying the iPhone while I still was carrying a flip phone, so... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had their infrastructure was built from the ground up instead of having to be backwards
compatible.
Well,
it's like Germany and Japan. They were built from the ground up, you know, right after the war. Well, Vietnam was too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Chuck, thanks so much. And when you come back, you got to stop by here.
I will do that.
And talk about what you found and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll get out of the truck and quit hauling tanks. And
you got to stop doing that. Yeah. Hey, I know a truck. Yeah. I know somebody that has a truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, now you need it. Now,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I don't have enough trucks. So. Anyway, but you know what, my friend, you do so much for this community, so much for veterans, and now you're going over there to do something. I mean, this is really God mission.
This is a big deal.
This is a God mission.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, you be careful out there.
I'll do that. Appreciate it.
Hey, we come back. We're going to talk about Dining in the Dark. It's something for people that it's a fundraiser for those who need some more help. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A storm system blamed for two deaths in Oklahoma on Monday is likely to make its presence felt today in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Severe Weather Prediction Center forecaster Roger Edwards, meanwhile, says this is the peak tornado season for the Southern Plains.
Unfortunately, these events occur more often in central and southern Oklahoma than just about anywhere else in the world. And days like yesterday are the reason why. And the air masses come together in exactly the right way.
Forecasters say a separate system could hit an area from North Texas to near St. Louis tomorrow. With a little help from the weather, fire crews in Alberta, Canada finally got the upper hand on that massive wildfire burning near the oil sands town of Fort McMurray. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says there's a meeting today with energy industry officials to discuss the state of their facilities and how soon evacuees may be able to return to their homes. Hillary Clinton has some new ads up in Kentucky where Democrats vote in the primary in a week. As for today's West Virginia primary, Attorney General Patrick Morrissey there told the Salem Radio Network Clinton stands little chance because of recent comments about shutting down the coal industry.
Hillary Clinton, I think, has really damaged herself tremendously in the state of West Virginia because she represents an advancement of all of the coal regulations that have in part been helping to kill jobs in West Virginia. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of jobs have been lost.
Meanwhile, Clinton's Democratic opponent Bernie Sanders is vowing to continue his campaign until the final few states vote next month. The nation's largest auto club says six states that allow marijuana use have legal tests for driving while impaired by the drug that have no scientific basis, and it's calling for scrapping those laws.
We just want to make sure that there's evidence of impaired driving and that the chemical we know that impairs people is in the body.
AAA's Jake Nelson says the tests are based on the faulty premise that high THC levels amount to driver impairment. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and then showed me that a lot of what I was taught was not even in the Bible. They showed me a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The Q&A format was simple and it helped me find my own answers. This website challenges and dismantles misguided religious doctrines. Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and join the discussion. thebiblesaysthat.org.
China's cabinet has approved measures to boost exports in a move that might worsen tensions with trading partners, including the United States, who say that Beijing is flooding their markets with unfairly low-priced steel and other goods.
The announcement comes as Beijing struggles to reduce a glut of goods in an array of industries. It's also trying to reverse an export decline that threatens to cause politically dangerous job losses. Its efforts so far have prompted complaints by U.S. and European steel makers, as well as others, that it's violating its free trading pledges.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. employers posted the most open jobs in 8 months in March, but total hiring slowed, providing a mixed picture of the labor market in this country. The Labor Department says job openings jumped 2.7% to 5.76 million, the most since September. Look into Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving. Right now it's up by 171 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Governor Jerry Brown is ordering California to permanently follow some water conservation measures enacted during the state's drought.
The governor's action comes as water officials consider whether to ease a 20% conservation order for cities and towns. Brown's order does not set a mandatory percentage for saving water. Brown's executive order requires cities and towns to continue monthly reporting of water use. In addition, bans on overwatering lawns will be extended.
As correspondent Rich Thomason reporting, the mayor of Hiroshima is praising President Obama's plan to visit as a bold decision based on conscience and rationality. The White House announced this morning that President Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the U.S. dropped the atomic bomb. He will visit the site later this month with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe during a previously scheduled visit to Japan. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, in fact. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, it's really 5 minutes and 35 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Beep.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com out there in the chat rooms. Good morning, TikTok. And Dez and, gosh, you see, guest, and me. And several others. And
Mr. Chop Liver.
Chop Liver there, over there is... What's the weather look like, Chop Liver?
Sunny today. Sunny today, a high near 90 degrees. That will be the trend throughout the week. So very good, warm, spring-like weather. Going to make the grass grow, make sure the lawnmower's running. Overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. Could see some increasing clouds Thursday and Friday, but no actual measurable rain in the immediate forecast. And right now, the lake is holding steady, 11 feet from the top, dropping off just a tiny bit, just a couple of inches. It is currently 67 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane.
Yeah, Chuck Kinney was just in here. Chuck and Judy own Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends over there. If you have any propane needs, give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And we just talked to Chuck for the last 45 minutes, and Chuck's on his way back to Vietnam, a former helicopter pilot in Vietnam during the war. They're heading back. This is his fourth trip back. They're heading back this time to find the remains of three MIAs from a battle that was one of the pilots that's going back there to look for it was awarded the Medal of Honor for the battle that night. Kept going back over and spent something like 8 or 9 hours in the middle of combat getting shot up and down to pull back wounded from a unit that was separated, wounded, to get all of the unit back. He recovered the whole unit except three MIAs. So they're going back now, 50 years later, to look for the remains. And they've got a good idea where they're at, and they've got them plotted, so they're going to try and find and bring them back home. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business there. And Espresso Joe's, when you walk in there, it's got every type of coffee and cappuccino and latte you could want, plus loose coffee beans. Well, they're not really loose. They're in bags. But they're not ground. You know, they're just beans. They're not bags. They're not trying to escape.
Coffee.
Yeah, I know. It's Bob. Bob works for coffee. Brew, of course. Anything you want. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. All of this open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Now, I almost missed out on this because the scheduling, it's always, scheduling is always, it's a...
Fluid.
It's not a science here, it's an art. And we have different people that have different ideas about scheduling. There's only one schedule. It's carried inside my in my one scheduling book that the pages are falling out of because so much. There's one schedule and one schedule only. So no matter what anybody says, unless it's on my schedule, it doesn't make it here. But in this case, we are extremely lucky that we have enough flexibility to do this. And I'm here with Mandy Kelly. And she's got just a great event coming up called Dying Against Darkness. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Mandy Kelly. How'd you get involved in this?
Well, probably about a couple years ago, I had a story from a personal friend of mine of a girl that was taken off the beach in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm sorry. This is about child trafficking. Yes. I should have brought that part up.
Yeah.
This is Dying Against Darkness is about illuminating child trafficking. But so Mandy has. Okay, so you had a friend.
So I had a friend whose daughter went to school with my son, and they went off to college, and one of her roommates was taken off the beach. She was drugged on the beach and was taken off the beach, and she actually got away, but she was taken by an organization that actually takes them into homes and then puts them into sex trade. And it was very eye-opening to me that that was happening in my backyard, kind of. You know, wow. I always thought of it as something maybe like third world country or, you know, people that went missing. Nobody really knew they were missing because, you know, they were on the street. And so to find out that that was happening, like it could have happened to my daughter, it made me aware and opened my eyes. And then once I started looking around, I realized that it is in our backyard. It's here in Redding.
It's
around us.
You know, and this is the thing, too. You think about, oh, sex trafficking. You know, it's all the, you know, that's, you know, people from other countries or all this. It's surprising when you see how many people are missing. And here's a perfect example. Yeah. Here's a girl, from a college student on the beach.
Yep.
So my hands are a drink or whatever. Well, however it happened, she gets drugged. They snatch her away. Did she get out? Did she leave the country?
She didn't leave the country. She, by the grace of God, got away that evening. She had some terrible things happen to her, but she was able to get away from the group that was, I mean, they had guns and everything. So
they were getting ready to move her then to
mm-hmm.
another place, but she got away.
Yep.
It is fortunate that that happens.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize this. When you see these, you know, all these missing kids, where do they go to?
Right.
And you can't help but think that part of that. And here right in Redding, we're kind of at a crossroads of sex trafficking in the sense that the way the roads run through here.
Yeah.
And so, and there's not only is Matt Mosley is bringing awareness to this, but now with this new with you here, I think this is outstanding.
Yeah.
Dying Against Darkness. What is that?
I know it's so obviously it's we want to raise awareness and raise funds about the darkness, and this passion came to me because once I was aware of the sex trafficking in my city and started getting involved in groups, I was able to get involved in an organization that actually went overseas. And so we went to Cambodia. We were there for 2 weeks in January. And the darkness of sex trafficking in Cambodia is magnified by nothing I can even, I mean, it was heartbreaking to, I would see it happening right in front of me. And the Khmer people are so poor that, you know, the value of a child to them is like a value of an animal, or, you know, they don't value their children. So it would happen in front of a policeman or whatever, and he would just look the other way, and
they would sell their child.
Yeah.
I mean, to another person or for sex.
Yeah. For sex on the streets. Sometimes by their own grandmother. Usually the parents are trying to work because they're so poor. They are homeless. And so the grandmother is left with charge of the kids. And the grandmothers would put the kids with her, you know, out on the mat on the sidewalk. And men would come up. And
what ages are you talking about here?
As young as 5. Yeah.
That's grotesque.
It was terrible.
Well, you know, when you go into places like Thailand, and down on Pattaya Beach and some of those places, I mean, it's a beautiful beach and all this, but it's also center of some of their sex trade. And it's not unusual to see a lot of Europeans walking around there with younger women.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how old they are because it's very difficult to tell.
Yeah.
So, and and they do sell their children. Mm-hmm. They sell their girl children. Mm-hmm. They're not as valuable as their male children yeah. are because yeah. male children can work mm-hmm. and work in the farm or work out in the rice paddies. Girl children, they can sell for yeah. money. Mm-hmm. And so when you see it,
yeah,
when it's really... I tell you what, we need to take a break here.
Yeah.
And when we do, if you don't mind hanging around for a little bit longer,
sure.
We're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Mandy Kelly. She's they've got Dine Against Darkness, a limited light experience illuminating child trafficking, which is going to be on Saturday, May the 21st, down at the Sterling. Live music, dinner benefit, silent auction, and we're going to talk about that too. But we're going to talk more about what you saw when you were in Cambodia. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 10th of May.
Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget Blinds Reading.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 67 degrees, going up to 87 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started 7 years ago and has prospered. John Bastiani and his beautiful wife have prospered for one reason, customer service. They believe in having every type of gun available for their customers, ammo, training, accessories. They have it all, plus gunsmithing. All of this one-stop shopping right at Bastiani Arms. You ought to shop local and stay local. Give him a chance to beat the price of the big box stores. He can do that at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. I'm here with Mandy Kelly. And we're talking about Dine Against Darkness, Unlimited Light Experience. Let's talk about that. What is that exactly?
So it will be a week from Saturday, May 21st at 6:30 at the Stirring. And our goal is, it's kind of a unique type of fundraiser in the fact that we will actually be dining in the dark. And so that idea came from the restaurants that are around the world. They're called Dine in the Darkness. And they have gourmet meals that are served. And foodies really like that because it makes you taste your food differently because you can't use your eyes. It makes you have an experience that's completely different than you would when you, you know, if you see a carrot and you start to chew on a carrot, you know what a carrot tastes like. But if you don't know it's a carrot, then you have to kind of figure it out. So it's just a different way to have an enjoyable dinner. That is, and we have a personal chef that's cooking for us, who's nationally known. So it's going to be a great dinner.
So this is a limited light experience to illuminate child trafficking. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Stirring. Live music, dinner benefit, and silent auction. So you're going to talk about child trafficking child sex trafficking before.
So it's going to be kind of during. We want the evening to be a light evening, and yet we're dealing with something that's very heavy. And so the people that are coming obviously are going to have a heart towards giving to this already. But we also know that we do want it to be an experience that, you know, it's such a hard thing to even talk about most of the time because people just don't always want to hear because it's so heavy. But
people don't like to hear things like that. Yeah. They don't like to think about it. They don't like to think it's happening in their backyard or in their town, but it does.
It does. Yeah.
It does.
So bringing awareness to that and yet all coming together in an event that that is different and unique in a way that it can be pleasurable as well, I guess.
Well, you can talk about an event, but then, you know, have people come in and have something different that they haven't had before.
Right.
And then they can talk about the Hard Places community that is out there fighting to try and end this, you know, one child at a time, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Mandy just got back but was over in Cambodia for 2 weeks in the red light district over there. That must have been quite the experience.
Yes.
I mean, just the experience of being there.
Yeah.
And Phnom Penh and living in a hotel down there.
Yeah. I saw things that I would never want to see. But at the same time, I have that type of personality that I'm going to face it full force. And if I can help it in any way, then I'm going to use everything I've got.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing to know there.
Mm-hmm.
So you've talked about how you all have made a stand right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Against this. So how's that work?
Yes, definitely. I have some friends in town that, you know, we've become aware, and we formed a group where we will meet, like, on a Friday night, usually once a month on a Friday night, and we pick a place that we have known is questionable, whether it be a massage parlor or a hotel that might be catering to sex trafficking. And we just walk around the property, and we pray.
For signs?
No signs, no picketing. We just actually pray over the property, and we pray that light be shined in it and that the darkness is gone. And we actually saw, last time we went out, it was actually very empowering. We actually saw a lot of what we would call Johns coming into the massage parlor, actually turn around and peel out, and actually quite frustrated that we were there. And that was after I came back from Cambodia, and it actually felt really good because I didn't feel like I could do much and other than be present because of the way their laws are and whatnot. But here in America, I do feel like I can stand and I can be proud and I can say we're not going to stand for this. And I know that I would have protection if something went down. At least I would hope I would.
Sometime within 12 to 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go with all your girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to fight six or seven angry.
That's true.
Angry tall blondes. So the Valkyries, the attack of the Valkyries. Okay. Well, you know what? It's, you know, here's it's sex trafficking is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to eliminate it, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really happy we were able to get you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Because
this is something different. And going down and having a limited light experience where you're actually eating food that you can't see.
Yeah.
And you're right. You know what? Because if you look at something, oh, this is going to taste a certain way. So you taste it, and it's been cooked a different way. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's not going to serve liver, is he?
No.
Okay,
no surprises, I promise.
Okay, just want to make sure about that. Because you can't disguise liver.
You better not move.
Yeah, no, yes, you cannot disguise liver.
We won't be eating food from Cambodia.
Okay. No monkey. Okay. All right. So, okay, well, look, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for what you're doing, Mandy Kelly. You have a business here in town,
yes,
don't you?
Yeah.
What is it you want to
get? I own Hair Salon, Hair City.
Hair City?
I've been an owner of Hair City for 15 years here in Reading. So.
Well, where are you located?
It's on Larkspur Lane, right behind like Ross and Kmart. In that newer, there's a newer shopping center over there. It's kind of like a strip mall,
okay.
But right behind there. So.
You're there, huh? Been doing this for 15 years.
Been doing it for 15 years,
okay.
And love it. Love doing it.
Well, Mandy, I think this is pretty cool what you do.
Thank you.
Especially when you're going over to Cambodia. I mean, that's ooh. I don't know if I'd go over to Cambodia without a few of my friends walking around there, especially when you're trying to say, oh, what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah. And we did. We did a few times.
You're lucky that you came back. You know, that's why, you know, that's a lot of things I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. It's Dine Against Darkness, Limited Light Experience, Illuminating Child Trafficking, Saturday, May the 21st, 6:30 p.m. at the Stirring Music Dinner Benefit and Silent Auction. The funds are going to help support the Hard Places community, which has homes or has facilities in places like Cambodia to help these children. And these children that are being trafficked or can be as young as 5 years of age.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. I have a few things I want to discuss. I want to talk about there's a photo that was taken at West Point. It seems to have caused a lot of consternation. The Sanders. Sanders is not giving up. In fact, he's running hard in West Virginia right now. You know, how do the Democrats feel? The ones that are supporting Sanders, are they thinking he's getting a raw deal out of this whole thing? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit.
And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey. 8:31 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 67 degrees out there, going to be going up to 87 today. Going to have a nice week here. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck Kinney was here earlier. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, better known business, right there across from the off of Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe. Anyway, best haircut, like the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens. And then you can wander on down to the Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy, and the mini museum they have there. And if you're looking for chip beef on toast for breakfast or great lunches, everything's handmade, go on down to a Classic Cafe. Millie and Kathy, tell them we said hello. Okay, we were going to have Chris and Aaron Resner from Dutch Bro. I know you came in with all your little Dutch Bro hats and everything like this. You were ready.
My Jeep is festooned.
I know, you're ready, but they were called out of town. They're down in San Francisco. They're coming in next week.
So much in the community.
Okay, our turkey photo contest will be decided tomorrow.
We will
be making the announcement on Thursday, and then we're going to post all the turkey pictures that we have. Well, most of them. Some of them were, I think, were photoshopped. I don't see how a turkey could actually do that. I think it was some great photos. Y'all will love them. I tell you what, I've got photos. The last one was one of the good ones. Is Five Star Bank, which is in, across the road from the VA, right downtown, in the middle of downtown, right? So there's a photo of three tom turkeys all with their feathers out in front of the front door, taken in front of the front door of Five Star Bank.
Really?
In the middle of this big, it's a parking lot and everything, and they're all strutting right in front of it. And I said, no, I think you guys photoshopped it. And then I looked down. There was turkey poop everywhere. So I can't believe it's right there in front of the door. Well, maybe they were doing a withdrawal. Or maybe they were casing the place.
Ah, yes.
Casing the place. Because I've got other pictures. There's this house for sale, and there's got to be 20 turkeys. When do you see these? 20 turkeys in the yard all looking at the house. None of them are looking anywhere else. They're all looking at the house. And I'm thinking, what are they doing? What are they doing looking at the house? Anyway, you got to love that. Okay, I'll make the announcement Thursday, $50. First prize, $50 view gift certificate, buddy, out there. And if you work here, you can't win.
Oh, dang.
Well, you haven't sent me one anyway.
Well, that's true. I tried to get a friend of mine who was bragging about the turkey showing up in his yard, and I'm going, take a picture.
Take a picture. Hey, take us there. Hey, there's speaking of photos, they just, you know, everybody's graduating from West Point. There was a photo I saw of 16 female graduates of West Point. They're all standing there, and they're all African-American.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they all getting their photos taken, and I, you know, they're holding their swords and all this kind of sitting around, you know, one of the buildings there. I mean, very nice photo. And they said, all this, and they said, oh my, there's been an uproar about the photo taken of these 16 black West Point graduates. And I thought, what's the uproar of that? Well, it seems like it was another photo taken, and they had the black, well, I should say this, they all had the raised fist, right raised fist, you know, the old black power
yeah,
salute.
Yeah.
They all had that, and it has caused a huge amount of consternation.
Now, are we talking about the same picture here?
Same picture, okay. Except it was like the first picture was taken. They were like holding their swords, you know, there, and they're all kind of leaning back. And it was just kind of like a relaxed picture of them mm-hmm. all in their dress uniform, you know, getting graduating. And then the second picture was the same place, and they're all standing there with the right hand up.
Hmm.
Has caused a great deal of consternation at West Point. Well, of course, then you have people saying, oh, how can they say that? How can they do that? How can you get upset with them just because they're, you know, it's a, you know, they're raising that right, you know, their right hand in solidarity or whatever the reason is. You know, if they weren't black females, you wouldn't say a word. Well, that's, I'm not sure that's true. What if a part of the southern contingent of West Point stood there and stood there with a Confederate flag?
Oh, they'd be drummed out in a heartbeat.
And so they're saying, well, how dare you do that? Well, because the Confederate flag is a symbol of racism. And some people are taking the raised right hand as a symbol of racism. You know? I mean, this, you know what? I got no dog in this fight. Except that it doing something like that. This is welcome to the real world, West Point Academy graduates, because this is what you're going to be facing. You're going to go out there and you do something like that because somebody said, oh, hey, look, give us one of these. And everybody does it. Whether they think it's a good idea or not, it's kind of like, okay, hey, we're all taking these pictures and we did this. And, oh, heck. So, of course, you get in there. So, oh, they're only doing it because they're black. Well, I don't know if they're doing it only because they're black. I think they're doing it because they've got their fist raised. If they were white women out there, white, you know, graduates, female graduates with their fist raised, would they do it? I don't know. See, it's a symbol. It's symbolism. It's symbolic to some people.
Remember the 68 Mexico Olympics?
Oh, yeah. And that was one, you know, that. And you know what? Those two men to this day say that the effect that had on their lives, that. You know, they bowed their heads with their fist up in the air.
Yeah.
Had a big effect on their lives after
that. Well, in 68, it was a different world for sure.
Well, yeah. And so what it is though, what's happened? West Point's investigating it.
Yeah. Well, Frank has a comment. Hey, okay. Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Yeah,
the comment I was going to make, I don't know if you heard about it, but what? I thought I heard it on Savage Show, that the President of the United States very quietly has appointed a director, and if you want to call her director or head general of West Point, and she's a woman, which is, you know, one thing. The other thing is she is not a veteran, and he appointed her to be the director of West Point. And
so
what Mike Savage says, isn't that a nice slap in the face?
Wait a minute. You mean the head of West Point is not a general officer now?
No.
It's a civilian?
Yes.
So they're not.
He appointed her, and I think he made her a general.
Well, you know, I don't think you can do that. You know what?
We'll vet that one.
Okay, but I'm going to have Bob look at that, because I don't think you can do that. He might be able to appoint appointing a civilian and overseeing the academy, you know, I don't know. We'll take a look at it, though, but thanks, Frank, for the phone call.
Okay, God bless you, my friend.
Hey, God bless you, Frank, and everything you do. But this is, isn't this interesting? I guess it's a really a good wake up for people. So, you know, you really got to watch yourself out there. This is how politically correct we've gotten. You know, frankly, if I saw that, you know what I would think? I wouldn't think anything. Just like if I saw him flying the Confederate flag, I wouldn't think anything about it. because I just think is that, hey, look, this is your symbol. Does it hurt your feelings? Well, I'm sorry it hurt your feelings. Get over it. Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. What else do we have going? Oh.
All right, Ranger Rick, hold on.
Ranger Rick's calling in. Ranger Rick.
Hot switch over to Rick. Hey, Rick.
What do you think about this, Rick?
Hello, Rick, you're on.
Hey, yeah, Frank called in about that, the West Point appointment.
Yeah.
That is kind of quietly what they did.
What happened?
I think it's a non-combat arms female that has been appointed, and it really is not much out on that story. So if you guys could vet that, I'd sure like to talk about
it. Well, there's a difference between if there's a difference between a non-combat arms female general and somebody that's not who's not in the military at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she's a general officer, she's come up through the, you know, obviously through the officer ranks, and so she's been promoted up. Now, whether she's a combat veteran or not, you would like to think that they would have combat veterans, but women, when she was coming up through the ranks, weren't afforded that opportunity in many cases.
Well, the bottom line is I'd sure like to get the facts on this thing. So
what do you think? Okay, well, we're looking it up right now. But there's a couple other things that people are being appointed to that I'm still having real problems that, Colonel nominated to be West Point's next dean would be the first woman in role.
Yeah, Colonel Cindy Chebb, head of the Academy of Social Science Department, apparently she is, in fact, an active-duty military person, so that part of the story isn't panning out.
Right. So is she the first dean? Do you mean, like, that's going to be running West Point, or is it just a dean?
Make her the first female dean in the school's 200-plus-year history, according to Army Times. She would be dean of the academic board.
Yeah, dean of the academic board, but she would not be in charge of the overall academy.
Right. She is a member of the class of 1982.
Okay, so she is, but she's just the first dean, not the, she's not heading up the academy. So, and she is an active duty member, a colonel. Okay, does that help, Ranger?
Slightly.
Slightly. Hey, what are you going to do? And I understand is that when you graduate from infantry officer school down there, they issue you a rifle, a radio, and a skirt. Is that true?
Well, some of them will be kilts.
Okay, Ranger, thanks a lot. I, of course, am referring to the fact that they have the first woman. They have the first woman infantry officer that's been assigned to an infantry unit. One of the women that went through the Ranger school.
Now, the Academy did have a female commandant of cadets, Brigadier General Dinah Holland, who assumed command back on January the 5th. So, reshaping the Academy.
Well, they're reshaping everything. It's too bad they couldn't come up with enough money to outfit and equip.
Too bad we can't keep our
airplanes
flying.
Keep our airplanes flying, build new ships, have enough people to fight a war on two fronts. But that's not important. The more important thing is to socially shape the military. Make sure women have that opportunity to go on out. Now, and to serve in those infantry units. I mean, it's kind of like this. Do you see women screaming to get into those units? I don't think so. I mean, the only people you see that's really pushing it are people that aren't in the military or have never been in the military and don't even have a concept of what it means. I actually saw an opinion piece written in that the Record Searchlight actually published that said, oh, women have been in combat all this time. The woman who wrote this is an idiot. Women have been in combat. Oh, you know, they've won awards in Iraq. That's true. They have. They were not in the infantry. They weren't in special forces. They weren't in armor. They weren't in that type of combat MOS. They were thrust into a firefight, and some of them did. One, Silver Star, helped to tack down a ditch. And other awards. They were wounded, tragic woundings, because they were up in the front lines. They weren't in the infantry. And the woman writing this thing is just, is totally wrong about it, because she's one of the people that pushes it, but she has no concept of what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me saying, well, this is the pangs of birth. Oh, man, the pain, the pressure. I mean, I have no idea. I frankly don't even want to ever know what that's like. I mean, there's no in no way, shape, or form do I want to know what that's like. You know, but it doesn't mean, you know, I can read about it, but I have no concept. And this woman writing about it the other day has no concept what it takes to be an infantry officer in the Marine Corps or in some of our military organizations, and especially into the special operations side of it. None.
War is a nasty business that down to it means killing the other guy and breaking his stuff. That's it.
That's the whole thing. My job is to kill as many of them, destroy as much of their stuff, at the lowest cost for my side. And a lot of this time you can say, oh, you can do this. Oh, everybody seems to think that the technology is going to do it. No.
No.
If that's the case, why are we putting troops back into Iraq again? The peace president, the Nobel Peace Prize president, is funneling troops, equipment back into Iraq one more time. We are keeping people in Afghanistan. That's right. So, okay. Am I waiting for somebody?
No, no. The phone was still blinking at
okay.
me, and I wasn't sure why. But anyway, yeah, all the high-tech stuff aside, and it all comes down to the individual in the battlefield, the mudfoot, you know, the grunt.
The mudfoot?
Yeah. That's an old, yeah.
The mudfoot?
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
An old term.
I like
yeah.
that. That's kind of a Linda terminology.
Yeah.
Mudfoots.
Well, that's actually a term from, I believe, Heinlein coined it and a few others. Military science fiction is a big genre. And pretty good stuff.
Of course. Remember he did Starship Troopers. They made a
yep.
movie, Starship Troopers. And the Marine Corps, God Which. Bless them. God bless them. The Marine Corps, General Krulak. Because, you know, if you read the book and, you know, it's small unit tactics, it's men and women working together in combat,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Well, when they make the movie, everybody's all excited about the movie, and they go down to see it. He lets 8th and I, lets Washington, D.C., Marine Corps, you know, headquarters, Marine Corps, they all go down to these movies. They have special showings, right? Well, as it turns out, the guy that made Starship Troopers used
but
a lot of the...
did the U-boat movie, yeah.
He had a lot of the same uniforms because a lot of the people were dressed like, you know, German SS, you yeah. know, troops. And, I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, uniforms they wore.
Yeah, it was a little – I understand that Heinlein's estate, Virginia Heinlein, was not real happy with the outcome.
Oh, I tell you what, the general never said another word about it after that either. Boy, I tell you, when they come walking in and say, you know, hey, let us control your mind. Oh, that was it. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher-paying jobs.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown. I'm ready.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What up? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 9.
You're probably out shooting a rifle when this was popular.
May 10th? What is it?
Tomlock. Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Yeah, not the Trogs version of the Wild Thing, which is the one you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's because your music version? Is dated. Anything done after about 1976, you just ignore.
Yeah. And your problem with that is? It's led me to owning this place.
Yeah.
So you just have to learn to ignore things, right?
Oh, okay.
10 minutes until the hour of... You know what? You are just getting feisty here. 10 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. We've been... It's 67 degrees going up to 87. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You can't beat... the saltwater pool over there, if you're working out and you're looking to take the strain off your body. Saltwater pool helps buoyancy. You don't have as many aches and pains. It relaxes the ligaments, and you can really work hard, as Linda does in there, and it doesn't beat your body up. You can go into the rest of the club, though, and you have this opportunity to use all these different types of machines. There's hardly any waiting ever. Free weights, all types of StairMaster, everything you could possibly want is in there, and they've just redone all their dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Just redone all those.
They're
putting in new carpeting and everything. I mean, this is great. They are expanding because it is a super place. People look at it, and it's great. You can join it, and you get two trips to the Boheme Spa and one of the membership packages. Now, each one of those trips in Boheme Spa is worth more than your... than what you're paying for the package deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great deal there. You go there.
Yes, the recumbent Nautilus bicycle is my new best friend.
Is that your new best friend? Are you getting into the rowing at all there? If you're back.
I expect so. I'll probably work on it. Right now I'm just trying to burn calories. And
you've lost weight. You're looking almost svelte.
There's a long distance between me and svelte.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give him a call, 768-1205. You know what? Sanders is going for it in West Virginia. Of course, Hillary has said the magic words of, I'm putting you coal miners out of business, which doesn't go good for people from West Virginia because that's what they do. They dig coal. Sanders is going for there. Then he's moving into California. Now, Sanders knows he doesn't have much of a chance because of the way it's rigged against anybody who is not the darling of the inner workings of the Democrat Party with these superdelegates. But he's going to come out to California and make a run at Hillary there. Now, a lot of people up here. Frankly, Bernie Sanders was supposed to be a laugh, and then all of a sudden he's winning, and he won in Indiana. How embarrassing. That night that Trump won, and Cruz and Kasich got out of the race, everybody was concentrating on Trump. Oh, gosh, this, you know, the MSNBC was salivating and dripping on themselves. Everybody's talking about it. Nobody addressed the fact that Hillary Clinton lost Indiana to Bernie Sanders. Come on. This is, this is really, really interesting.
But what does it matter?
Well, and then she's coming to California. Can you imagine if Bernie,
if he burns Hillary in California and then they go back into the convention, you don't think Bernie Sanders is, he's in it to change the platform of the Democratic Party?
Yeah. Obviously, some people, a fair number of people, believe in his message of free stuff.
Well, there's a lot of things he's talking about. And, and now Clinton and Trump are dead even in polls in three key states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Imagine that. So even though Sanders can beat Trump, it says, I don't believe that, because people, Sanders is a guy you'd like to have over for dinner. I'm not sure I want to have Sanders running the country. On the other hand, Trump I wouldn't want to have over for dinner, but he may be the one that can run the country.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to introduce somebody here. Maddie, good morning.
Morning.
Maddie is our latest intern, and is coming into town here. And tell us about Maddie.
Well, I will be a junior up at Northwest Christian University in Eugene, Oregon. I play college softball, and I am studying to get my major in communication and a minor in criminal justice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily want to be a policeman, but you want to have something to do with police work.
Yeah, I have family background in that criminal justice side, so I've been always interested in just, cases and just different things that involve criminal justice, so I'm kind of excited to see where it goes.
Now, Maddie's also 20.
Yes.
And we're going to have a show or a segment on, it's either Monday or Friday, so I haven't figured it out yet. It's Maddie's World. Okay, I just ripped off Waters' World just like that. It's going to be Maddie's World. Maddie's going to go out with her little clipboard and questions, and she's going to go over to the campuses and ask questions, primarily in the campuses, but maybe over in the, wherever you decide to go to, stay out of bars. And you're not old enough to be there anyway. And ask people certain questions. Now, Maddie, you're 20, and here's this big presidential election coming up.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. That your people your age, are they talking about it at all?
Honestly, the most they talk about is what they see on social media. So there's so much stuff, information, and like different things happening, and you kind of see it all over Twitter or Facebook or the web. And I feel like that's what a lot of my friends and peers are like basing their opinion off of what they see on social media.
Trouble is that can be so manipulated, and you got to take it all with healthy grain of salt. Do millennials know that?
I don't know. I know. I think I've talked to some of my friends in college too, and they kind of are just like, I'm just going to kind of follow what my family are doing.
My parents,
they don't know enough of who is like doing what and stuff. So.
Okay, so what do you know? I mean, do you feel like you can talk about anything yet right now?
You
will be in a couple of
not a lot. I know that I do watch the shows and like the elections and stuff on TV with my dad. He likes me to watch it just to kind of understand a little bit more of what's going on. Like I said, I feel like I wouldn't want to have a conversation with Trump in person, but I feel like his stance on things and the fact that he is not afraid to just say how he feels, I feel like maybe he could run a country. I don't know enough about what Clinton and Sanders are doing. I hear things, but like I said, I'm trying not to base my opinion off of what I'm seeing online and what I'm hearing.
Well,
so.
I think you need to research, and you'll be one of the few people that does, because elections are won or lost on sound bites, because they'll pick a sound bite out and throw it up and play it 1,000 times, whether it's true or not, because they'll take something out of context. So it's important that people, really find out, okay, if I vote for this person and this person wins, what's the end result on for our country and my life?
Right. Yeah.
I can say is that Bernie Sanders seems to be an honest man, but I think that some of his economic ideas is going to cost us trillions and trillions of dollars more, and it's going to cost higher taxes. I see Clinton as somebody that is not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I see Trump as somebody that maybe doesn't exhibit the leadership traits that I'd like to see in a president.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like, wow.
Right, and
I've been watching this for several years.
Yeah, and that movie that just came out, 30 hours or 13 hours or something.
13 hours of Benghazi.
Yes, that was directed by those men. And my dad was talking to me about how that kind of had to do with Clinton and her honesty and just all this different stuff. And so I was like interested in that. So I definitely want to research that more and just kind of see what really happened with all that stuff, because I know a lot of my peers have been talking about that, especially the movie.
Well, there's another movie called Clinton Cash, to see all the money they've been making on their foundation. Oh, it's got a lot of things. But anyway, yeah. Maddie, you know what? Here's the thing is we've had people working for us that were so far to the left. And Nate and I wouldn't even talk to Nate sometimes. About, I mean, I'd never talk to him about politics because we just knew that we didn't want to do that. because when we did, it was like, excuse me, Nate, let me get my pistol. I'm going to shoot you three times. but we don't care. As long as people understand, I mean, that take an interest in it. And yeah. We don't, you know, as long as they vote, that's our
right,
big thing.
Exactly.
As long as you vote, get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't vote, then...
If you're not part
no
of the
reason
process,
to work
you're
here.
Part of the problem.
That's right. There's no reason to work here if you don't vote. That's the way I feel like it. I don't know. Maybe that's being a little harsh, but I don't think so. What else? Okay. I think we've hit almost everything we wanted to. We're going to have the chief of police in tomorrow, and this is kind of an opportune time. Blueprint for safety, there's money, and all they're talking about for all this. For the chief
of
police.
Well, in the wake of Carol Ferguson's appearance, I want to hear from chief police.
Man, I tell you what, we talked about that last night. It was a little dinner party, and we talked about what Record Searchlight said. It just was just like everybody's like, wow, you know. Because, but you know what? A lot of people actually agreed with Carol. She said, "What they, you know, the question is what are we doing different? Nothing." All right, we're going to talk to the chief tomorrow. I'm talking to him about here about how he what he thinks about that too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
I'm Rich Thomason. There's more severe weather in the forecast today. For some parts of the country, the Ohio Valley could get hit, especially around Kentucky, southern Indiana, and southern Illinois. Southwest and north central Texas could also get slammed. 23 tornadoes touched down across five states yesterday, at least two fatalities in Oklahoma.
There was a tornado that caused casualties in southern Oklahoma between the towns of Woodywood and Sulphur. And at times that tornado was nearly a mile wide.
Roger Edwards at the Severe Weather Prediction Center. President Obama envisions a world that's free of nuclear weapons, according to the White House. And to drive the point home, Mr. Obama plans a visit to Hiroshima in a couple of weeks. Baltimore police officer Edward Nero, charged in the death of Freddie Gray, has chosen to stand trial before a judge instead of a jury.